The situation in Iraq was one of the main topics at President Bush's news conference today. Opposition to the war continues to grow. A new CNN poll shows that more than 60% of Americans are now against it, the highest number since the fighting began. Here's how the president responded to a question today about public opinion.
Presidents care about whether people support their policies. I don't care. Of course I care. But I understand why people are discouraged about Iraq. I can understand that. We live in a world in which people, I guess, hope things happen quickly. And this is a situation where things don't happen quickly because there's, a very tough group of people using tactics, mainly the killing of innocent people, to achieve their objective. And they're skillful about how they do this. And they also know the impact of what it means on the consciousness of those of us who live in the free world. They know that. And so, I care. I really do. I wish, and so therefore I'm going to spend a lot of time trying to explain as best I can, why it's important for us to succeed in Iraq.
The war will likely play a big role in November's midterm elections. Last month, NPR commissioned a poll in the 50 most competitive congressional districts. It found that 61% of people in those areas think the country is on the wrong track, and they cite the war as the number one reason.
NPR's Linda Wertheimer recently traveled to southern Indiana, home to three competitive congressional races. She spoke with voters there about the war and the upcoming election.
The small town of Dale in southern Indiana is in Lincoln country. President Lincoln spent part of his boyhood in that area. The town library is called the Lincoln Heritage Library. A local book club meets there. The librarian, Marcia Hicks, gathered six other members of the club to talk to us. Ask the right direction, wrong track question. A number clearly think the country's on the wrong track, and they cited the war in Iraq. Jerry Litvak retired back to Dale, as she said, and not exactly kidding, to be buried there. Don Aronoff is retired also. He used to direct a mental health center. But first, Jerry Litvak.
It's in the wrong track. It's in the wrong rut, I should say. That's closer. If you've ever been on a horse that got hold of the reins and the rider was hanging on for dear life, not knowing which to do next, there you got George Bush.
I used to think we couldn't have a president worse than Nixon, and now I think Nixon was a good president in comparison. I'm astounded by how much they've bungled everything and created that quagmire in Iraq that's just killing people.
Did you expect President Bush to do a better job than you feel he is doing?
Before the first term, I thought he might be like his father, who I disagreed with, but he was within the realm of reason.
Another view came from Don Tharp. He's worked as an investigator for Family Services. He was with Indiana's Department of Corrections. He supports President Bush.
Of course, the war isn't going as well as I had hoped it would, but I think President Bush is trying to lead us in the right direction. I'm sure he's made mistakes. But I think we're slow to catch on to the idea that we are in a pretty serious war with terrorism, and I think we need to wake up to that fact.
Don Tharp is watching what's happening with Israel and Hezbollah. He told us he's praying for Israel. We also talked to the Shearers. Bob is a retired Army doctor. Helen Shearer was a nurse. He didn't like my right direction, wrong track question.
It's much more complex than that. Sometimes we couch questions in ways that force us to go one direction or another. So I think going the right direction, there's some good, some bad. Violence breeds violence. I think that's something that the team that is working didn't get up in the morning and say, gee, how can we screw this up hopelessly? They honestly gave it their best shot. It wouldn't have been what I would have done. I didn't vote for that particular team. And frankly, when they went to war, it was like, good grief. And I didn't know an Army officer that felt differently.
Helen Shearer, what about you? Does an issue pop out that you think perhaps needs some work?
I think you vote, and your interest in politics depends on where you are in life. When I was young, I was, you're out to figure everything out, and you get a little older, you have different feelings. Like right now, I want medical care. I want my Social Security check come. I want Medicare. All those things change with your own life and your own age.
Helen Shearer made one of the few comments we heard on domestic issues. Everyone else wanted to talk about things related to the war in Iraq. Our librarian, Marcia Hicks, works at the Lincoln Library, and she is concerned about civil liberties and free speech, especially attacks on critics of the war.
I think our freedom of speech is going away to some degree. I have been in other groups, and when I express my opinion, people, you know, just like I've said something horrible, and I try to listen to people and respect their opinion. I may not agree with it, but I think that we should all have the right to express our opinion. The war, of course, concerns me greatly. I did not approve in going into the war, and it's gotten worse and worse. And now with Israel and Hezbollah, what are we going to do there? It's scary to me, all of that is.
The domestic stuff pales, Don Aronoff said at one point. He said the Iraq war has affected U.S. ability to influence other countries.
Part of the whole problem with Iraq is how we've become unable, in the case of Israel and Hezbollah, to lead the world in finding a way to stop that. You know, how do we gain back that respect from people in other countries?
You think that's, you consider that that has been lost?
I think it's been lost, and I think that's the root of the terrorism. And there are tens, hundreds of thousands of people all over the rest of the world who don't respect this country, and a whole lot of them in South Asia and the Middle East who think we are the devil. And that's where the next suicide bombers are going to come from. And one of these days they will come here and something will get blown up. And we're not doing anything to reach out to them. Instead, we're pushing them away.
Well, I try not to forget,
Don Tharp,
that there were 3,000 people killed by these
in the
folks
Trade Center.
There.
Mm-hmm. Do you associate that with the war in Iraq?
Well, actually, I think we should have went after someone else besides Iraq right up front. You know, I would have went to Iran the first shot out of the box. But
right.
I remember, I was just a little kid, but I remember Pearl Harbor. And there weren't that many people killed in Pearl Harbor. And we fought 4 years. And I don't think anyone, even the president has said that this is not going to be a quick fix thing.
That last voice was Don Tharp. The Lincoln Library Book Club members pointed out that in their rural area, both parties field conservative candidates. No arch-conservatives or radical liberals here, one of them said. But the Democrats among them, like the Democrats in the NPR poll, are more enthusiastic about voting in this election. "This will be the first time in years," one said, "that my vote will really count." Reporting on the voters of Southern Indiana, Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.